This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And friends, let me tell you what, there's a whole lot of that going on today. We follow the Christ here, for the record. Patrick Henry, a son of liberty. These are the guys that kept the colonies awake during the time of the revolution concerning the tyrannical acts of the corrupt king across the pond, as they say. He said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined." This was his warning to a people that have forgotten the words of one that partook in the Revolutionary War over 200 years ago. Now, with that said, I just want to do some shooting from the hip here, because we're going to get to Romans 13 as soon as I get done making this point. I've just seen this today, and of course, I don't know how, I don't know in any other way how you could take this. Trump teases Hillary into 2020. Now, keep in mind, I've done several shows showing you that Hillary Clinton has no support whatsoever. I told you that during the commandments of her presidential campaign, during the last cycle, friends, that 22 people showed up in Iowa. 14 of them happened to be the news networks to make her bigger than what she really is. And, of course, that's why I continuously insert into our conversation Saul Alinsky's tactics of causing the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Donald Trump knows that she's illegitimate, and so do you, friends. So quit playing the game to them that mean to control you in so many different ways. But here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, we have Trump teases Hillary into 2020. What's funny about the crimes that she's committed, friends? He said the crooked one must explain her high crimes and misdemeanors. Wait a second, Mr. President. Now, I know that after 41 seconds into your presidential victory speech, you had told the American people that the American people verbatim owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service. Now, it's also funny to note, if people aren't paying attention, I want you to pay attention to what they don't want you to pay attention to. For a year and a half, he told the American people that he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to prosecute the likes of the crooked one, as he called her, right? It's nothing but circus of politics. It's nothing than more than pro wrestling at its very worst. Remember what Ventura said, friends. Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he was right. He said pro wrestling and politics are identical. It's exactly what's going on here. And And why do I say that? Because shortly after he won the presidency of the United States of America, he was asked by 60 Minutes as to why he was using the special prosecutor against Clinton as kind of a support tool to get people behind him into the People's White House. Well, this is what he said. Trump told 60 Minutes that Clinton did some bad things, but that ultimately, listen carefully, but ultimately, quote unquote, Donald Trump, the Clintons are good people. He said, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. He said it twice. They're good people. He said that they're good people. I don't want to hurt them. I will give you a very, very good and definite answer the next time we do a 60 Minutes together. That's what Donald Trump said verbatim. Folks, I wasn't stuttering. It's what he said, okay? People want to know across the boards why the President of the United States of America continuously slams corrupt politicians but refuses to bring forth that DOJ that he said out of his own mouth that he could do whatever he wants with the DOJ because it's his. But he refuses to do it. America, when are you going to realize again that the surest sign that he would have been the real deal is when he would have brought forth justice concerning, or, as you know it, friends, draining the swamp? I'm going over right now to doing live radio Proverbs, and I want you to listen carefully as to how we would have knew that he was the real deal right off the bat. He said that, or the scripture tells us in Proverbs, a wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. Proverbs 20, verse 26. Okay? Here is the King James Version. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. Now, I know that we don't have a king in this country. Again, Article 1, Section 7 says there's no title of nobility. Well, someone might want to tell his followers that because that's how they treat him, okay? He is the commander-in-chief who has, in fact, failed to bring forth justice concerning corrupt politicians. Over and over and over again. No, the American people are caught up into this smoke and mirrors. They're caught up into this divert their attention away from what they're really doing on a daily basis. And they're drinking the Kool-Aid. Donald Trump's followers, worshipers are. Now, this isn't an over-exaggeration, friends. I'm sharing with you as to what's really taking place in this country. Okay? You've been led to believe that he's under attack by all these bad people. Wait a second. He's the commander-in-chief. He's the one that's got the Department of Justice in his hand, and he can do whatever he wants with it. The question that you need to be asking, friends, is why hasn't he? I want to tell you why, friends, because if you haven't caught on to the game, it's been going on for decades in this country. They're not going to prosecute their own. And why? Because they're all guilty of something, and they got dirt on each other. Rest assured. It went from crooked Hillary, lying Hillary. There's never been so much lying in the history of America. I'm going to bring forth a special prosecutor if I win. 41 seconds into it. Now, America, forget what I said. We owe her a major debt of gratitude for our service. Now, where are we at today? Well, where we're at today, friends, is this. We're told that former SC rep, South Carolina rep, Trey Gowdy joins Trump's legal team to protect him from them that he should, in fact, be prosecuting, but he is not. Has anybody taken off the blinders yet? Has anybody opened their eyes yet to the game that's being played here, friends? Because with all of the charades, all of the circus of politics and the clown actors that are within it, isn't it interesting, with all of it going on, not one has been prosecuted. I'm going to come right back to the great American appeaser, Trey Gowdy, right after this break. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. You can give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Also, check us out on YouTube, friends. We've got a couple hundred videos over there loading up every week, week and a half here for you. People love the videos. They're bringing about resolve to the issues biblically and constitutionally. The Rock of Ages never changes, so it's always good to know that we can go back to Him and seek His justice and way about bringing resolve. And that's exactly what I'm going to hit here in just a couple minutes. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. During the first segment, I was talking about how Donald Trump is teasing Hillary into 2020. Folks, I want you to consider all the dead people around the Clintons. As a matter of fact, just today it came out that one of her former bodyguards is now found dead as well, 49 years old. And this number of dead around them personally is in the hundreds, literally. If you've not taken the time to see Clinton Chronicles, do so, friends. But again, what they're doing is they're filling the seats. And how do you fill the seats? For anything, friends. Well, you promote the fight. And what he's doing right now is he's promoting the fight, friends. And is this pre-planned? You better know it is. How do I know that? Because there's 200 other people in this country running to be the president of the United States of America. And the CIA-controlled media, six corporations worldwide that control the media, don't want you to know who they are. They're doing a blackout on them. They're just continuously promoting the fight between Donald Trump and that of Hillary Clinton. Why? They want to fill the seats. And the end result is absolutely nothing again. Instead of prosecuting her the way that he promised to, he's just playing games with her. But I want to tell you what I know firsthand. People across the country are angry with Donald Trump for the very purpose that he has not brought forth justice or that special prosecutor to prosecute, to indict. right to charge the Clintons with their crimes. And it's not just her, it's so many others, friends. But again, all of the smoke and mirrors, all of the actors and the clowns and the circus of politics, all these things that have been going on, friends, concerning those that are attacking Donald Trump since he's been there, how come they haven't been prosecuted? 1-866-582-9933. You can find this article, by the way, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Trump teases Hillary into 2020. The crooked one must explain her high crimes and misdemeanors, as if to suggest it's some sort of a game. Hey, folks, justice left off. Where justice dies, tyranny rises. And what's rising, friends? Tyranny is. Okay? Another thing that popped up, friends, was the fact that there's so many people that are happy about, well, you ready for this one? The great American appeaser, South Carolina Rep. Trey Gowdy, joins the Trump legal team to defend him. Well, why does he need to be defended? Why isn't he prosecuting? Come on, just think about this, friends. How many out there are drinking the Kool-Aid concerning this? I want you to hear some of the worshipers of Donald Trump, okay? I want you to listen carefully. This is Michael concerning a picture of Trey Gowdy with his arms folded like a big, bad, hard guy. And it says, the latest, Trey Gowdy joins Trump's legal team. Michael says, that's the best news I've heard all day. Put a big smile on my face. Right, Michael, yeah. Oh, Derek says, this makes me very happy. Trey Gowdy's now joining Trump's legal team. Whoa. Debbie says, that's the best news this month. Love me some Gowdy. I'm a South Carolinian as well. One of our most brilliant legal minds. Oh, I'm so pleased with Trey Gowdy. You ready for another one? I love Trey, said Aaron. Darren says, great guy. Rex said he was not allowed to Congress, took his investigative report and said thanks and sent him away. Debbie said, now things are really going to get serious. Jimmy says, hope it's true. Ben seen right through none other than Trey Gowdy and says, he's always talked a good game, but as far as I know, he has never actually accomplished anything in his time in Congress. There you go. There you go. Don came right behind him and said, he's accomplished nothing. Puts on a good show. I'll admit that. But what has he actually accomplished? It's a question that nobody can answer, can they? Interestingly enough, I went down to the bottom to see the other comments. And it's basically praising Trey Gowdy all the more. Praying for you, Trey, said Wanda. Jonathan said they picked the right one, baby. Now, folks, keep in mind, these are all the people that declare that they don't believe the media in what they report. How are they responding? According to what the media reports, okay? Ed said, good guy, the pit bull of justice. So I had to get involved in this one, of course. And I said, can somebody do me a favor and tell me, who is Trey Gowdy prosecuted? That's all I had to ask. And then guess what, friends? It all stopped. It all stopped. A pit bull? A hero of righteousness? Trey Gowdy? Folks, are you kidding me? Soft judges create hardened criminals. And crime is prevalent today because of the likes of the great American appeasers. And it's not just Gowdy. It's Issa. It's Chaffetz. It's Jordan. It's Ted Cruz, friends. It's the President of the United States of America. You know, isn't it interesting? Mr. Trump and all these guys, of course, they tell the American people what they want to hear, but they live different lives behind closed doors. They call themselves Christians to appease the American people. Well, what do Christians do? When you go to Isaiah 51, verse 4, King David, according to the flesh, Jesus Christ was, keep that in mind. It's interesting. It tells us, listen carefully unto me, my people. This is the Lord speaking to his people. And give ear unto me in Isaiah 51, verse 4. O my nation, he said, for a law shall proceed from me. We see Moses everywhere in America. And I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people. What's missing in this country, friends? Justice and judgment. How is the Lord known? Psalm 9:16 and 17. He said, I'm known by the judgments that I execute. When you read Jeremiah 9:24, what does it say? He loves righteousness and judgment. He's known by it. When you go to Psalm 89, the same thing, justice and judgment. When you go to Psalm 97, what does it say? Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. His judgments, the earth saw and trembled. Also read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. It's also interesting to note, it says in Psalm 97, verse 10, you that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Then he says in verse 11, light is sown for righteousness. Friends, what guards our liberties? Oh, how many times I have broadcasted this across the United States of America and into 53 countries. Justice. How do politicians in America live? As if they are above the law. Why do they live as if they are above the law? Because the American people have given them permission to live in such a fashion. Arbitrarily, friends. And it's exactly what's happening today in this country. I want to go back to the American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, Jordan, Chaffetz, Ted Cruz, Mr. President Donald Trump, who fails to keep his promises when he said he was going to drain the swamp. It's not at all what he's doing, friends. Friends, you would think with all the corruption found within the career politicians in America, that it would be fairly simple to bring forth indictments and justice. Remind yourselves, friends, of the fact that they are not going to indict each other, okay? They are not going to do it. So it is for the American people, because of their delegates and their failure to do so in upholding the laws of the land against enemies, both foreign and domestic, it is for we the people, the government, to do what they fail to do, okay? Yet Americans are conditioned through appeasers, these American prosecutors, via hearing after hearing, investigation after investigation. You know what I'm talking about, America. And in the end, no resolves when it comes to justice. Only talk. Why is judgment turned backwards? Read Isaiah 59. Because the people's sins have separated themselves from the living God. That's why. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now, again, we're doing live radio. I want to go over there and I want to put this into perspective so people can understand what Scripture says. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. How many people today are saying, oh, just trust Jesus. Oh, just pray. You know, just pray. You know, the fact of the matter is the Lord's waiting for the church to keep his commandments. You know, another thing in parallel is they continuously praise the Lord with their mouth, right? In the church building on Sundays, and then they walk outside the building and then they act differently, right? They want the Lord to do for them what the Lord has commanded them to do, and yet they fail to do it. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your sins have separated you, your lawless deeds have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. It's time for America to repent. We're going to be right back.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is holding a town hall in Rochester, New Hampshire, where the former vice president weighs in on President Trump.
He believes he can and will get away with anything he does. We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
President Trump says Turkey's military operation in northeastern Syria is a bad idea. The White House released a statement on Wednesday from the president saying the United States does not endorse Turkey's action. In the statement, the president also says he's holding Turkey responsible for ensuring all ISIS fighters in captivity remain in prison and that the Islamic State does not make a comeback. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed-level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. As usual, we got all these people listening across the boards, 115 cities, 53 countries, and I'll get the emails today after the show. Critiquing me, telling me what I'm wrong about. No. I want you to get on the radio and tell everybody how wrong I am. I want you to embarrass me. I want you to set me straight. I have so much to learn. I really do. 1-866-582-9933. Especially some of you Trump worshipers, I'd like for you to set me straight. Because I know that your excuse that you continuously resort to, oh, he needs more time. He needs more time. He needs more time. You mean the enemies of righteousness need more time to go ahead and commit more crimes against us on a daily basis the way that they have been over the last couple of years? Yeah, oh, I get it. But you are incorrect. Let me go back to Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. It is that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your lawlessness, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Why? Because you don't act. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice. There's the problem right there. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Is that not true, friends? Absolutely it is. We're talking about the Word of God here. They hatch cockatrice eggs and they weave spider's webs, that he that eateth of their eggs dieth. Who dieth? Well, those that submit to the people that act in such a fashion. And that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments. They won't cover themselves. Neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Hello? Talking about corrupt politicians and his worshipers, friends. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Literally, their thoughts are thoughts of lawlessness. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. Thoughts of iniquity, friends. Are these politicians not responsible for continuously transgressing constitutional law? Absolutely, which is a violation of God's moral law, which it's based upon. Okay? Then the Bible tells us in Isaiah 59, verse 8, the way of peace they know not. 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 And why is there no peace? And why do they not know the way of peace? Because there's no judgment in their goings. They have made themselves crooked paths. And whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Yep. Keep allowing the political machine to run, friends. The right against the left and the left against the right. The Republicans against the Democrats and the Democrats against the Republicans. And I talk to people all day long that I know that listen to this show, and I continuously hear them use the same political language that's designed to make lies sound truthful, and yet they don't want to listen to their founding documents, which is based on the Word of God. They want to just keep going down the road with them bad selves, and they keep wondering why they keep getting the same results, and they don't want to listen. And the bottom line is they don't want to change. Read Psalm 51 when you get a moment. That's not a good place to be. But again, if you read Jeremiah 6, verse 16, the Lord said, go back to the old paths. And what was the response to the people? He said, you'll know the ways of peace. You know what the people said back to Jeremiah? No, we won't. We won't do it. That's the same thing that I hear all day long. Good people, as they call themselves, right? The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. Things are getting worse, friends. They're not getting better. Why? Because these that you allow, like that of the great American appeaser, Trey Gowdy, again, Daryl Issa, again, friends, Jim Jordan, again, friends, Ted Cruz. I mean, the list goes on. The President of the United States of America. You don't know the way of peace because you don't revert back to the system that God has put in place and follow it through so you might understand what peace really is. And I've just given you the answers. I've just given you the answers. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths, and whoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. Folks, open them. We stumble at noon. The noonday is at night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We all roar like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. Why? Because politicians are not going to prosecute each other. It's for 325.7 million people to do what they are unwilling to do if it is that you really want to understand what peace is like. We're inundated with corruption in politics and in the church on a daily basis, America. And it's going to go on if you fail to stand up and keep and do your duty that's been commanded, not suggested, by the God of heaven. In Jesus' name, I want you to listen to this. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We grope for the wall like the blind, going down to 11. We all roar like bears and mourn like sore doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, liberation from sin. But it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, before God, and our sins testify against us. They do. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know what they are. I'm telling you what they are right now. Apathetic people in this country that call themselves the good people. For the new listener, you've heard Edmund Burke say, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Just seen someone post it this morning on a meme, a live post. I took a moment and said that's the furthest thing from the truth because good people do not allow evil to prevail. Let's get it straight. Verse 13, Isaiah 59, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression, friends, speaking oppression. and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehoods. This is the language of politics. And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter in. Yeah, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey, and the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And it displeased the Lord that there was no judgment. So you can sit back all day long and say, God is on the throne. Yes, he is. You can sit back all day and listen to your hireling from your pulpit tell you to do nothing but pray. You can go ahead and do that. You can just sit back and listen to the people that tell you to trust Jesus. But what you're missing out of this is the voice of the Lord, where he gave you commandments to deal with corruption, again, to bring about justice as you are the law, to establish justice and peace within the gates. Okay? Amos 5. But if you refuse to do that, don't complain about what you tolerate. Okay? Because that's where we're at. The American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, the president, Ted Cruz, the list goes on. They're just all playing games. It's all a game. No indictments, no prosecutions. And folks, they've been doing this for years. And if they do deliver up somebody, friends, it's always someone of irrelevance. Nobody cares about them. Who are they? Oh, they'll just throw them in the mix for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they'll say, well, we delivered up the guys. And the bad guys, as you well know, run scot-free. And the American people let it. They're appeased by it. But let's get back to this, and let me stick to the topic. Americans are conditioned through appeasers. They're conditioned through appeasers, these American prosecutors. Let me say this again. Hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing after, folks, sitcom after sitcom after sitcom in the life of the political theater that's delivered to the American people. Investigation after investigation after investigation after investigation. In the end, what comes about, friends? No resolve when it comes to justice. Only talk. And isn't it interesting, the people that you want to be indicted are the ones that have violated we the people, and yet all the people that have been put up as the good guys, they do nothing on our behalf, do they? They do nothing on our behalf, do they? No, they don't. Nope. Not a bit. Appease is defined as to bring a state of peace, quiet, ease, calm, or contentment. To pacify, okay? To soothe, to appease anger, okay? I just highlighted the fact that, friends, people are just so happy about the great American appeaser, Trey Gowdy. Man, he's getting on the Trump train, right? Man, we're glad. He's a hero of righteousness, say the Trump worshipers. All right. Okay. Oh, man. If there was ever a pit bull as a prosecutor, it's none other than Trey Gowdy. And I'm laying to your candor, friends, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number one and two show out of 82 shows across the country, namely on Genesis Communication Networks, friends. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. That means a lot of people are listening, but they fail to call in. Why? Because they are the ones that are responsible that fail to deal with corruption in their own government. But as long as we got Dre Gowdy, all right. As long as we got Daryl Issa talking big and bad, okay. Or Jason Chaffetz. Oh, man, if anybody's going to get the job done, it's going to be Jason. Now we have Ted Cruz, you know. I mean, he's in there. If nobody can do it, Teddy surely can. Good, man. All right, look at these guys. They do nothing but put on a show for the American people to further appease and pacify them so they go back to sleep. You know, we want the illusion is they want the American people to believe that, you know what, we have this. We've got this taken care of. This is in good hands. We'll make sure the right thing is done. Not. Still waiting from a couple people that responded sticking up for Trey Gowdy to tell me who he's prosecuted. This was over an hour and a half ago. Still waiting. Still waiting. Who's he prosecuted? Still waiting. Still waiting. Who's Daryl Issa prosecuted? Still waiting. Who is Ted Cruz prosecuted? Still waiting. Who's the president prosecuted? Still waiting. Still waiting, man. Jason Chaffetz, still waiting. What about Jim Jordan? Still waiting. Who have they prosecuted, friends? In their heroes of righteousness? Whoa! Really? Heroes of righteousness, who have they prosecuted? What could you possibly be happy about? They do nothing but talk big. And that's it. They talk big. Oh, good for Americans.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
1-866-582-9933, talking about the great American appeasers. Appease is defined as to bring a state of peace, quiet, ease, calm, or contentment. Pacify, soothe, to appease anger. So, I ask, what are the purposes and the outcome of such appeasements? It creates a nation of pacifists. What has America become? A nation of pacifists. They're entertained by Trey Gowdy. They're entertained by what's said but is never done through the President of the United States of America. They're entertained. They're pacified by Ted Cruz. They're pacified, friends, by Jason Chaffetz and Daryl Issa and Jim Jordan. They're pacified because justice is never delivered. Instead of prosecuting criminals, they simply put on the show. Again, WWF at its very worst, to appease only to say through their inactions, Americans, just go to sleep. We got this. Read it, Amos 5:7. And meanwhile, Americans are laughed at behind closed doors by these same criminals who then end up getting busted in another scandal. You're fed, America, with scandal after scandal. By those that are, why is your country going to hell in a handbasket? Because you have forgotten off your, you have forgotten your Lord. You have forgotten your God. You have forgotten to keep His commandments. And He told us exactly what would happen when we did that. Open up your windows and look outside. That's what's happening. Folks, soft judges create hardened criminals, and that is exactly what the American politicians have become. Hardened criminals towards the American institution of our constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Let me go back a little bit. Do you remember Fast and Furious? Do you remember Benghazi? Do you remember the IRS scandal up to the Clinton email scandals? I mean, folks, the list of appeasement towards crimes go on and on and on and on. How many have been prosecuted? How many indictments were delivered by the American people to those who have committed crimes against them? But the show goes on, doesn't it? All talk and no action. You have creepy Joe Biden on just during the break, friends, talking about how the President of the United States of America listened to the arrogance with this. He's right in what he said, but he's just as corrupt, and he knows all the well they're driving more people to the television sets. How do you promote a fight? How do you fill the seats? You promote the fight. Remember what he said? He said, listen, he would go out in the middle of the street, and he could shoot someone, and he could have a gun in his hand, and he still wouldn't lose a vote or a supporter. That's arrogance, friends. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about right now. This is the stuff that I'm calling out. He is so assured that no matter what he does, his worshipers are still going to stay there regardless of the crimes that he commits. And it's exactly what's happening in this country. Again, let me ask you something, talking about all of the American appeasers. How many have been prosecuted? How many indictments were delivered by the American people to those who have committed crimes against them? None. Congress has an 11% approval rating. Therefore, it's not like the American people do not know that there's something seriously wrong with them who are to serve we the people rather than themselves and special interest groups. But guess what, friends? They do. Why? Because my people would have it so, said the Lord, through Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 21. Over and over again, these criminal politicians remain incumbent in office, regardless of what they do, only to commit another crime on another day. This is because justice by the American people is overlooked. So I ask, what's the difference between those who are committing the crimes and those who are to prosecute them? In the eyes of God, and the evidence shows that there is none, it seems to be the fox guarding the chicken coop, and so it is. You know, I'm so frustrated over this, friends, that I'm just almost being facetious at the same time. It's just so ridiculous. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to turn the television on, you're going to turn the radio on, and you're going to hear from your favorite talking head because he acts and looks just like you. That's why you approve of him. And he's going to start talking in such a fashion as the very politicians do. He's going to continuously fuel the narrative that divides the American people. And you know what he's going to leave out of the whole narrative, friends? Justice. He's going to leave out justice. You know, they'll want justice when something happens to them and their family, rest assured. But when it's you and your family, folks, you're just peasants. Don't worry about it, right? This all starts at the top. Though they are not above the law, going back again just some time ago, Department of Injustice, do you remember Attorney General Loretta Lynch? Remember when she stonewalled and evaded questions as she protected the Clintons? And the American people let it go. It seems like these criminals have someone standing in the gap protecting their every move and their every crime. I'll tell you who's standing in between them and justice. The American people that leave off justice. And if it were not so, then where are the indictments and where are the convictions? There are none. Even when the crimes committed are clearly evident. No justice. I mean, folks, as long as the said favorites of the conservative and counterfeit Christians receive the approbation of the American people, I guess that it's probably not too difficult to pull the wool over the eyes of those that look no further. Here, let me just highlight a couple of them for you. Jason E. Chaffetz is the U.S. representative for Utah's 3rd Congressional District. First elected back in 2008, he's a member of the Republican Unconstitutional Party. He's also the chairman of the United States House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Trey Gowdy, Harold Watson, Trey Gowdy III, is an American attorney, politician, and former prosecutor. He currently serves as the U.S. representative for South Carolina's 4th Congressional District and became chairman of the House Select Committee to investigate the 2012 Benghazi attacks in 2014. Hey, friends, who was prosecuted for that? though all those that were in Benghazi told you exactly who was responsible for the crimes that were being committed, who did Gowdy, although he grilled them, he put a good show on for the American people, who was prosecuted? He treated Hillary Clinton like she was some sort of divine or a divinity. By the way, going back to Jason Chaffetz, extortion 17, knowing some of the family members after that took place, which was a trade-off between Obama and the Muslims, that's a fact. We were told that Jason Chaffetz helped cover up the crimes concerning the president during that term. Firsthand, okay? Daryl Issa, he's become a gazillionaire, literally, friends, since he's been in government. Issa, Daryl Edward Issa, is the Republican U.S. representative for California's 49th Congressional District, serving since 2001 and has also served as chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee from January 2011 to January 2015. You know, it's interesting. I got articles and I got videos for everything that I'm talking about here, and we have Mr. Issa talking about how the FBI Director Comey is lying about Hillary Clinton. Whatever happened to James Comey, friends, besides the fact that he was promoted and put on a book tour and given millions of dollars in exchange for it? Isn't that interesting how that works? What's the end result? The appeasers help create the pacifists. And Americans simply go back to sleep and later wonder why their country's in the state in which it is now. Ephesians 5:14. Folks, this is defined as the people playing to the dupes of ill-designing men. Furthermore, Americans are falling for all of it. And guess what? They still are. But they don't believe the media. They don't believe the media. We got my friend Diana calling in from Illinois. Thank you for your courage, young lady. What say you concerning the topic today?
Hey, Bradley. You know what? Earlier this year, I, too, was guilty of being a Trump worshiper. And I, too, being led along by my own the thrill of all the bickering back and forth, the gossiping, all that garbage, that show that was really put on. And you know what? In reading in the scriptures and things that you would speak sometimes, or I would read articles from other people, you know what? I didn't want to believe that it was true. But the Lord really sat me down, and I sat here looking at Romans in the first book of Romans, and it basically says that the Gentiles are guilty before God. And because even when we knew God, we did not glorify Him, we were not thankful, and we became vain in our imaginations, and our hearts were darkened. And we professed ourselves to be wise, and we became fools. And I'm going to skip down to Romans 32, where it basically indicates that if you consent with evil behavior, you are also worthy of death. This is saying in Romans 1:32, it says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that's exactly what it's become. It's become a circus. Right. And you know what? And it's the same reaction I ever get. When I was a Trumpian, and you know what, and everybody that liked Trump, they liked me, and then all of a sudden when my heart was changed and the Lord showed me the truth, you know what, they all of a sudden didn't like me anymore. Well, neither did the other people that liked the other side, but I don't really care. I'm not here to appease men. I am here to be right with the Lord, and I stand for truth. And what happens when you stand for truth?
You got about 5 seconds, Diana.
Knock you down. When you stand for truth, they're going to knock you down, but the Lord says stand.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Diana. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.